You're tuned to Perspectives, a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. Good afternoon, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Perspectives, and joining us today are Bianca Ortiz and Lindsay Cobal, and they are program directors at the YMCAs on the east side and the west side, and they're here to talk about the Battle of the Bulge. Bianca and Lindsay, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, resolution, I'm going to lose weight this year, and it's interesting, my wife and I were at a restaurant which, after we looked at the menu, we decided that we didn't want to eat there because it didn't seem that healthy, but we heard a woman say, oh my gosh, I have to lose 20 pounds by February or so for the wedding. So a lot of people sometimes place unrealistic goals before themselves. And so you guys are here to help people. If you could explain to us what the Battle of the Bulge is.
Sure. Well, the Battle of the Bulge, what it is, it's going to be a boot camp class. And pretty much it's going to be for a total of 6 weeks, three times a week, a total of 18 sessions. Now, the purpose of this is going to be a good kickstart. It's going to be good for those New Year's resolutioners. People, a lot of what we call health seekers are those people that don't know. They want to be healthy. They want to lose weight. They want to eat well. They just don't know where to begin. So this is going to be a good program for them. Now, this is going to be a good program for those that exercise all the time as well. So this is going to be for everybody. Now, I know people are very concerned. You know what? I never exercise. I don't know what to do. I don't want to be the last one in the class. There's modification to every exercise. So that's not going to be an issue at all. This is going to be a program to make lifestyle changes overall, both nutrition and exercise-wise, emotionally, everything.
Lindsay, when Bianca mentioned boot camp, a lot of people associate that with the military. And so they think, oh, my gosh, this is going to be really hard. And as Bianca mentioned, some people haven't exercised in years. So they're going to say, I'm going to be the last one there. I can't do it. I walk a block and I'm out of breath. So what would you say to those people?
The cool part about this program and making sure that we got the right instructors to teach it is that the stuff that they do, the program is designed to be able to do the modification. So, for instance, at the West Side, we've had a bunch of people of different fitness levels. So I've had older people and then those younger people that are like, I just want to tone up. I don't really want to lose weight. And then the older people are like, how are we going to keep up? So I've made sure that the instructor is going to be able to modify it so that way everybody will still get a good workout and feel like they've accomplished that and not feel like, well, I didn't do what they did. But they'll still know that they got a good workout for themselves at the same level, at a different level with that other person that maybe didn't have to modify it as much. They got a good workout. The same person, the different person that modified everything would still get a good workout. And they would still leave feeling, wow, that was awesome.
What about starting as far as time-wise? A lot of people think that if you start real early, like 5 in the morning, it's better for you and you tend to lose more calories. And a lot of people can't get up that early. So do you have flexible times or is it all pretty much the same?
Actually, at the West Side, we offer it in the morning and then in the evening because you got to remember that you have those people that maybe work in the afternoon. So you got to accommodate them in the morning as well as those people that work all day and maybe can't get there till later on. So I've managed to put a couple in the morning classes in the morning for those maybe moms or people that work in the evening or overnight. And then I offered them in the evening for those people that work all day. So that way we're not limiting anybody.
Bianca, what kind of exercises are you talking about as far as the program? When it starts, what are you going to do? And then what are the expectations as far as when the program ends?
Well, pretty much the way the program is designed, let me go ahead and walk you through basically what we're going to do. What we're working on right now is actually doing the screenings, pre-assessments and post-assessments. This is going to be a program that is results-based. It's not going to be a Zumba class where, oh, you know, I can feel it, but I'm not sure exactly what I lost. I'm not sure exactly what I gained out of this program. So we're working on pre-assessments. It's going to consist of flexibility assessments, balance assessments, muscular assessments, strength assessments, and aerobic assessments. So it's going to contain all of those in one assessment. At the end of the program, we're going to go ahead and do the same thing. It's going to be a post-assessment. So during the intake, which it would be this, the pre-assessment. We're going to have an interview with the person that's going to go ahead and participate in the program. And we're going to tell them, you know, do you have any limitations? Are there any concerns about starting the program? And what are your goals? And this is going to let us design the program more appropriately for them so that they can get as much out of this program as they need.
And what about at the end when they're finished? Because some people, I'm sure, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, want to enroll in a program like this and say, well, when I finish, I want to be real buffed and I want to, you know, go down two waist sizes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, at the end of the program, we will have the post-assessments. Now, when we're doing the intake, we're going to make realistic goals, okay, because we don't want to set anybody up for failure. We don't want to say we're going to lose 100 pounds by the end of the 6 weeks. That's just not possible. So we are going to definitely go ahead and set them up with their realistic goals and go ahead and get numbers that we can measure, because that's going to be very important so they can tell exactly what it was that they gained out of this program.
And also, I mean, we want this to be realistic so that they will continue. And this is just the start of the lifestyle change, not something they're just going to do for 6 weeks and be like, all right, I lost that 100 pounds. No, we all know that once you start in January, by March, people are already lost. Their New Year's resolutions are just stopped. So we want them to know that this is just a start. The Battle of the Bulge is going to be a continuing program. So once we finish this first one, we're looking at starting another one because we want these people to continue. Because, again, this is a lifestyle change, not a quick fix. And so it'll last a long time.
When you're talking about lifestyle change, one of the things, it's not just exercise, as we all know. It's eating. It's where you eat. And some people will say, well, I just finished working out so I can go eat super meal or whatever, you know, at these burger places.
And actually, that's not even true. If you want realistic results, you have to change your whole life. It's not just about going to the gym and working out for an hour a day and then eating whatever you want. You're never going to lose weight that way. They always say you have to burn more calories than you consume, or you're not going to lose any weight. If they want to stay at the same weight and just not keep on gaining weight, I guess they could do it that way. But the whole point of this is to change your whole lifestyle. As a parent, I know that if I'm going to change the way that I eat, I have to change the way that my whole family eat. I can't let my kids continue to eat bad and just watch them, because then that's going to set me up for failure. And I want my kids to be healthy if I'm healthy. Or even I just want my kids to be healthy regardless. So this is a lifestyle change to start with yourself, but with your family as well.
Bianca, in one of the ways that mothers show love is by giving food. And they'll say, here, look what I made for you. Eat this. And it's hard to change that lifestyle. So how do you change that?
Again, that's going to be something that you have to work at within yourself. I mean, it's not going to happen from one day to the next. I can say it personally. It's very I'm a picky eater. So it's very, very difficult for me to eat healthy. But as I'm going through the program, you know, I want to get results. I don't want all of this work to go to waste. So it's going to have to come from within, and you're going to have to turn that willpower into habit. I guess that's the best way you can put it. Because if you're going to keep needing to dig, oh, you know what, I'm not going to have a burger today, but I'm going to have rice. You know, you're going to have to change that into habit, because once you turn it into a habit, then it's just going to slowly come to you, as opposed to having to dig down deep to eat a salad instead of eating a burger.
What about what I mentioned earlier, Lindsay, about somebody saying, I need to lose 20 pounds by X number of days?
I mean, it depends how realistic those days are. You can't, again, we've all heard about those diets or those diet pills and then you lose weight right away, but they show a 90% chance that they're going to go right back. They lose the weight for whatever they need to lose it for, and then they go right back. You have to make realistic goals as well as lifestyle change. Again, this isn't just a quick fix. I'm going to work out for 6 weeks. Cool, it's going to stay off. No. If you want to lose that weight and to keep it off, you got to continue doing it. Like I said, you see all those diets and those crash diet pills, and yeah, they probably work right away, but then 90% of people fail because they haven't made that lifestyle change. You have to be ready, and it's not going to be right away. You may start this program in the first 2 weeks haven't made that lifestyle change. That's okay. It's a gradual process. If you've had your whole life of doing something one way, you can't expect for it to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But the minute you commit and you're ready, then it's going to happen. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
I'm glad that you mentioned those fad diets, because after the new year, in addition to all the exercise equipment and all the gyms having specials, those fad diets come in and they come and go. And then sometimes they'll gain back twice as much as they lost.
Exactly, because they've probably just changed it for a temporary time to get to maybe one goal instead of a long period of time. Like I said, those things work for a little bit of time, but then they haven't really made a lifestyle change. Maybe working out or a whole program, everything kind of goes together. What you eat and what you how much you work out, it's a circle. And if you're only doing one part and just those diets, then and when you stop the diet, your body just like, whoa, what just happened? Now he's eating the Atkins diet is protein. A lot of protein. So then when they start eating the greens and the salad, the body doesn't know what to do. So it starts adding on all these pounds and they're like, what's going on? Because they haven't changed everything.
Now, Bianca, you mentioned that you're a very picky eater, and people who are trying to lose weight, they don't want to eat healthy. They'll choose, if you tell them something about like, well, here is a organic bran muffin, here's a donut, and here's a piece of banana bread. They'll choose the other things because organic or healthy is just doesn't sound good.
Well, the best thing to do there, and I can say this through experience, is just do your research. There's so many healthy foods out there that we don't even know about because we're used to eating burgers, we're used to eating fast food. And for us that work all the time, I mean, that's the fastest way to go. When you're on your way out, I'm not a morning person. When I'm on my way out, I just eat a bowl of cereal and I'm good to go. Now, we really need to work on that. Those are just some of the things. But if we do research, I mean, there's so many things out there. I mean, we need to just try and find what we like, because if we don't like any of the food and you're trying to force yourself to eat it, it's not going to work. You're going to go back to your old habits.
We talked earlier about exercise, and in some people's minds, exercise is just like, oh my gosh, no. So you are trying to make exercise fun. How do you do that?
Again, you have to find something that you like. And I'll say this, I'll just name an example. My mother, she just does not like to work out. She doesn't like to sweat. She was just a cheerleader when she was younger. Not that there's anything wrong with cheerleader, but she just didn't like to work out. Well, she likes to go now. She likes to hear the music. She likes the environment. It's very different. Now, the good thing about the YMCA, it's going to be very different to other gyms. You don't have your younger people that are just there to show off. It's not, per se, a meat market. You have our oldest member at the East Side is going to be a 92-year-old. So, I mean, we just have a number of people there. It's very different. It's just a different environment. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's there to see, oh, what is this person wearing? Oh, my God, look what she's wearing. It's not like that. It's going to be a very different environment. And we try to make everybody as comfortable as possible. Also, what we forgot to mention is for the Battle of the Bulge, for those non-members that do participate in this program, that do sign up, they will have a membership with us for the duration of this program. And that's in efforts to keep them going. Because if they're only coming with us 3 times a week, where are they going to go the rest of the days? We don't want them to slack off on the weekend just because, oh, you know what, I don't have class today. So for the duration of the program, they will have access to the facility and they can come in to either take any of the classes, Zumba, yoga, Pilates, any of the classes we have, or utilize our cardio equipment, our machines, any of the stuff that we have at the facility.
We haven't mentioned, when does the program start?
It actually starts next week. So for us, our classes are on Tuesday, one of the days. So for us, it would start on Tuesday, the 21st.
And at the East Side, it'll start on Monday.
And what are the numbers that people should call to find out more information about this?
You could call the West Side Family YMCA at 584-9622. The front desk can give you information, but if you need other information or you just want to speak to me, my name is Lindsay again, and just ask for me. And Bianca, you could call her at the Fred and Maria Loya Family YMCA. And the phone number there is 590-9622. And again, the front desk can help you. But if you specifically want to speak to somebody, you can speak to Bianca. And just to elaborate a little bit of what you guys were talking about before, is the cool part about the Y is there's a little bit for everybody to do. So the Zumba, if you're into dancing, if you're just into weightlifting, we have weightlifting classes. So you don't have to, the variety is out there. So you're not just like, oh, I only have one option. I have to do that type of class. Also, it's a family-friendly environment. So you don't have to feel like, well, what am I going to do with my kids? I need to work out. My kids need to work out. All of our facilities have kids programs. We have all kinds of programs. We have some kid-friendly, like just the normal gymnastics, ballet, that sort of thing. We also have like kids strength and conditioning classes. So you don't have to feel like, as a mother, sometimes it's hard because you feel like you're taking your time away from the time you spend with your kids, or just, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. How do I fit everything in there? But knowing that your child is doing something fun that they enjoy too, it makes it so much easier for you to work out. And when you are a member, a lot of those classes are included, the intro level classes. And again, it's just a little bit easier on your mind knowing that, wow, okay, I get to enjoy my workout, and I know that my kid is working out and getting that same benefit.
One of the things that I forgot to mention is that, and Bianca mentioned it about when she was talking about Meat Market and the fact that you go there sometimes, and yeah, there are the guys who are posing in front of the mirror and you know, flexing, and then checking out the women and vice versa, and then some of them say, I go to the gym every day, but they just go to watch. They don't exercise. Mm, yeah. So as far as that goes, everybody has a different body shape. Okay, not everybody is going to be thin. Not everybody's going to be like Mr. America. Everybody's going to be different. And even if you lose weight, some people are just have a stocky build. So let's talk a little bit about that, because some people, again, they get frustrated because they go, I'm not losing any weight, and not realizing that muscle weighs twice as much.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, that can be a struggle because some people lose weight right away. I remember when I was younger, you'd gain a little bit of weight and within 2 weeks, oh, I lost the weight. You know, when you get older or just different life events that happen to you, it may take you a little bit of time to lose the weight. You got to know that you're not going to see results sometimes till a little while later. But once you see those results, it's so exciting.
And do you tell people about the different body styles that there are?
Yeah, I mean, we let them know, you know, don't compare yourself to that person. Not only you're different, but again, everybody is different. And you know, Bianca may work out once a week and find results right away. And for me, it's going to take me 6 days a week. And I'm still not going to see results right away. And that can be a struggle. But again, you have to make this lifestyle change. And I promise you that the more you do it, the more fun you have, the better off you feel. Even if you don't see results right away, you're just going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're just going to see things differently than you did before you just didn't go work out at all. And it just may take a little time to see those results on the scale, but I bet you're going to see them in your clothes. Whoa, these buttoned just a little bit easier today. I didn't have to lie on the bed and scoot them up. Or, you know, I mean, every woman has had that point in their life where they've tried that. But, you know, I mean, it's those little things that you see that just make it like, wow, that's why I went to the gym 3 times a week, because now I could just button those pants. And then the next week, whoa, they came up just a little bit easier. I mean, you don't always have to see the scale to know that it's working.
You mentioned things happen in our life, and one of the drastic things is cancer. And you mentioned earlier that you have a program specifically for cancer patients and cancer survivors.
Yes, sir. We offer Live Strong at the YMCA. We offer it at all 3 of our branches. It's a cancer survivor program. It's a 12-week program. You don't have to be a member. You can be a non-member. Once you are into that program, we do ask, you know, that these cancer survivor patients commit to the program. We understand that life happens. You know, sometimes you have appointments, but we are very flexible. Also, we understand that the family is your support system. So we allow for the duration of the 12-week program that the family is also part of your membership, so that you guys could come in and work out together. The coolest part that I see from this program is just that, you know, sometimes your spouse or your son or daughter or whoever is your closest companion doesn't understand what you went through. No matter how much you tell them or talk to them about it, it's just not the same. Yes, they're there for your support, but they don't understand. So the coolest part about this program is there's other cancer survivors with you. You know, so sometimes you need that little bit of push where Bianca is going to push me today. You know, I'm not feeling so well. Oh, come on, let's do it together. There is instructors, qualified instructors in there. But again, sometimes it's just knowing that there's other people that kind of feel how you feel and have been through what you went through. So they're going to understand you just a little bit better.
And what do these people have to do to sign up for this program? And when does it start?
The Live Strong at the YMCA program, we have a couple of requirements. We do need a doctor's referral, and you have to be post-treatment. Now, for the post-treatment is kind of a gray area for us, because we have in the past, at least at the east side, we have in the past accepted people into the program that are currently going through
chemo or something?
Yes, exactly. And the reason we don't like to do it, or we try to stay away from it, is because, of course, you know, when you're going through chemo, your immune system is a little bit lower. It's not as good as it was before, and it's a gym. When we're going through the session, those are going to be the two requirements. You have to be, actually, there's three. You have to be over the age of 21, post-treatment, and you need a doctor's referral. Of course, you know, we go situation by situation. So if for whatever reason, you know, you feel that it is going to benefit you, even if you are going through treatment, then we definitely do take that into consideration. And as long as we have a doctor's referral and you feel up to it, then you definitely will be accepted into the program. Now, we do have, again, just to reiterate what Lindsay was saying, we do definitely need people to be committed to the program. Right now at the Eastside branch, I have about 18 people on the waiting list. And we're actually at the Eastside again. We're going to be beginning our class in February. If we do see a need for another class, we will definitely try to work with people as much as possible, and we'll begin a new class. But we do ask that people are as committed as possible, because that takes the place of somebody else that could have potentially been in the class.
Lindsay, what about the West Side?
We're also starting at the end of February, and they are twice a week. Right now, the schedule's kind of tentative, but we're looking at Monday and Wednesdays at 6, and they are an hour and a half long classes.
6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have a waiting list yet. Bianca, they've had the program a lot longer. So please, if you guys are cancer survivors and you're interested in this program, please give me a call. I have about 5 or 6 people so far for this next session. So we definitely have room to fill up.
Now, you mentioned that you also allow a spouse or a relative or a friend to come along. I guess people would ask, what is the purpose of this? Is this support?
Well, actually, okay, let me say that a little bit better. They are allowed to be on the membership. They are not allowed to be in the class.
Okay.
The class is only for the cancer survivor so that they can feel free and do their thing during that. But for the actual membership, we do allow whoever is their companion, their family, whether it be the spouse or the child or somebody else, to be part of that, because we want this to be a family thing for them to still feel like they have you there with them. But during the class time, it is just for the survivor.
And having the membership, are they allowed to use the other parts
of
it, like go swimming or whatever?
Okay. Yes, sir. They can do anything on that we allow any of our other members. They will be a full member as well as whoever they put on their membership for that time.
And you mentioned your children a little bit while ago, and I would imagine that this is a great way to teach young people the importance of exercise and lifestyle change.
Yes, I personally have a 2-year-old and a 4.5-year-old, and, you know, doing things together is also a benefit of it. You know, we have a lot of family programs there. You can come work out together. Sometimes we just have rooms, so if they want to hang out, we have our family nights. So it's a little bit of everything. And then for us, we also offer like a kids kind of boot camp, a kids circuit blast. So it's to start them young to work out. I mean, they're not doing what adults are doing. They're not lifting weights, but they're getting exercise and they're having fun at it. They're, you know, starting them off young. We've heard so many young stories now of young diabetes, and that's scary. So if we can do something to change the lives of these children, then, man, we're on the right track.
The statistics show that 1 out of 3 babies born after the year 2000 will have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And then we're starting to see a lot of obese children. And we know that not only is that uncomfortable for them, but they get bullied, they get made fun of at school. And then in many instances, as Bianca and I were discussing, the parent has a lot to do with that because they come home and they'll say, well, they made fun of me today, whatever. Oh, we'll have some cookies and milk and you'll be okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But that's just something that we just have to try and stay away from. I mean, I don't have any kids, but I do have a lot of nieces and nephews, and that I really do. It's going to come from the parents, too, because if you show them young, then they're going to slowly grow up and see they're healthier because of it. And it's going to pay off because they're going to be healthier. They're going to be into sports. They're going to be into exercising and just being healthier.
Once again, give us the numbers to both branches as far as the boot camp and when it starts.
Okay. Again, it's the Battle of the Bulge Boot Camp. It starts the week of the 20th. So for Bianca at Loya, the number is 590-9622. Her classes start on that Monday. For the West Side, it's 584-9622, and our classes start on the 21st.
Again, those numbers are for the West Side, 584-9622, and that class starts on Tuesday. And for the East Side, the class starts on Monday. That's Martin Luther King Day, and that's 590-9622. And when you call, you can find out information about the cost of the program, how long the program is, and what you need to do. Again, 584-9622 for the West Side and 590-9622 for the East Side.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
Are offering it in the Northeast at our Bowling Family YMCA, and the number is 755-9622. It's the same type of class. It's just in the Northeast. So, and if you have any questions, you can contact Rebecca.
So again, you don't have an excuse. They're offered at all areas of town. And the exchange, just the first number, 584-590-755, but 9622 is the rest of the number. We've been visiting with Bianca Ortiz and Lindsay Cobal, discussing the Battle of the Bulge, the boot camp that is going to start on the 20th and the 21st. And the Northeast starts on what date?
It starts on the 20th.
On the 20th as well. And again, those numbers, 755-9622, 584-9622, and 590-9622. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for allowing us.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Perspectives. Archives of this and past episodes of Perspectives are available on our website. Visit ktep.org, then click on the Listen button. You'll find a collection of shows, including Perspectives. This episode featured Lindsay Cobal from the Westside YMCA and Bianca Ortiz from the Eastside Fred and Maria Loya Family YMCA as they discuss the upcoming Battle of the Bulge boot camp being offered there, as well as the Northeast Bowling Family YMCA. Visit our website for dates, locations, phone numbers, and a website address for additional information. And we thank you for listening to this edition of Perspectives.
Perspectives is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Louis Sines.